Connected live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
Seize the world on kaya959.
On the street, on the air.
And right now, if you just joined us, this is something I want to discuss, right? If you were to rate yourself on a scale of 1 to 10, so how playful are you?
Playful?
Yeah.
Oh, man. 5.
Chris says you're 10.
I'm not. Chris knows me very well. I'm not super playful, eh?
Really?
I'm playful when it's time to be playful, but generally, I'm not a playful character. Those who know me maybe from radio or podcast will think I'm super playful. Those who know me personally will be like, I'm not that playful. I'm playful when it's time.
Gladys?
Not at all.
Really?
Nah.
Okay.
With my family members, yes, because I know it's genuine. But I feel like there's a lot said in jest when people joke around with you. You know, even this suspect challenge that everyone's been doing on social media. I'm like, couples are going to break up because that's where the truth comes out. So, no, I don't like pranks. I don't like just.
Would you say you've got a serious personality?
No. I'm very friendly. Not very serious. But I think I can...
You can be friendly and still be serious.
I'm just a bit reserved. More reserved than what people think.
Okay. Yeah. Mpo, scale of 1 to 10?
I think I'm at a 7.
Yes, yeah. I was going to say 7 too.
I'm at about a 7.
For real?
Yeah, no, I'm very playful. In fact, I feel like more often than not, people have to tell me they're being serious so that I don't turn whatever it is they're talking about into a joke. I mean, I could be in a serious... argument and I'll still find a joke in there and laugh.
That's when I'm you that and person. I fight.
So now, is there an age limit to playfulness?
No.
Never lose the inner child in you.
Yeah. But then why do people, you know, sometimes people say, act your age.
Ooh, what is my age?
And also, we live in a society where a lot of people try act their age and a lot of people are miserable.
But also, does acting my age mean I need to be serious? Is that what it means?
Well, generally speaking, we associate silliness with childlike behavior. And so if somebody is old, you'd be like, ah, dude, this is unbecoming of an adult.
I think it's when you don't know when to be playful, you know?
Yes.
We can't say, you see, female is shonelwe and you're cracking jokes or, you know, or we just receive these sad news and then you think it's time to crack jokes.
Yeah.
Then someone will say, act your age. And acting your age, I think it means... being discerning to know that this is the time to play and I'm going to be really playful or no, read the room, bro. This is not the time to play.
And I just got to add quickly, just because, you know, one's not a very playful person, that says nothing about their level of happiness, you know, in general. Because I'm a very happy, let me just say, I live a very content life. I'm happy with a lot of things that are happening in my life. And I feel like it's because of my nature that I've come to this, to where I am. Yeah.
Okay, now here's another thing. Sometimes it's not even about the age per se, but the role that you play in society. So you can literally be as young as in your 20s, but because you play a certain role in society, then people start to refer to you as, groot such such, or hey, we're looking up to such and so. So now, how do you handle that situation? Because that comes a certain amount of decorum. When I imagine the other day we were having a discussion about
the prison.
How you are sitting.
Yes. Mm.
I think even in those situations, like Saul says, it's about reading the room, time and place. So just because I happen to be president of whatever, or I happen to be chairman of, or I happen to be a CEO, doesn't mean that I cannot play. Or I cannot be funny and I cannot, you know, crack a joke here and there. But it is all about time and place. If the situation does not call for you to be in a playful state of mind, then don't be in a playful state of mind.
And I just related so much to what you said, Caesar, because first of all, I'm a newsreader, news anchor, journalist.
Yes.
So there's an expectation that you... kind of, you know, sort of conduct yourself a specific way. And also even the way I grew up. Yes, I'm the last of 8, but I was raised by my sisters and I would move into a home where I was the eldest and therefore expected to set an example. So it also, how you were raised also says a lot.
I think it explains why you're not so playful then. Because if you're the last
born,
it explains it.
So Dr. Khosienza Ramakhoba.
Oh, our Majavan.
Probably... the most efficient minister right now.
Yeah.
But if you see that guy always laughing, yes. always playing.
Yes. Yeah.
So how do you reconcile the two?
And I love him. I love that for him. I love it for him. Because time and place. Mm-hmm. When you need to be serious, be serious. Yeah. Get the job done. Do what needs to be done. Mara, if there's no need, hi. Have fun. Life is tough, guys.
I love the way he is.
Okay. So nothing give us a shout and let us know. Playful adults. Are you a playful adult? How do you feel when you see playful adults? Do you take them seriously? Or do you think, hello? Sol. You know I could have Sol.
How can I act my age when I've never been that age? So if I'm turning 43, how can I act 43 when I've never been 43? Iman kancane bafethu. Anisekeleni sibeni playful. Hawu.
Siyekeleni. Siyekeleleni.
Mina I can say I am, but mina ngihleka kuphela. Mina ngihleka kuphela. Uzohleka noma umuntu aserious, nibona ukuthi serious lendele, but mina ngihleka kuphela. And I'm ngihleka nje ngiphuma nenyembezi.
That's funny.
Wena wabuza abanye wena. One of ten. Wena ubheka kuphi lapho?
Mina I'm very playful. Don't play around. But there's a big but. There's a time and a place. Moshane Nami and I'm not playing. Then it's a king kid. But as far as being playful, I'm a 7 or an 8. Straight up. Do you agree, Sol?
8, you're pushing it, man. I'd say a 6, bro.
A 6?
Yeah, you are. But I'd say a 6.
Okay, fine. I'll take a 6 again. It's fine.
I have an uncle. He's a chief. When you see him, he looks so serious. Hey, he's one of the most playful person I know. If you see him, you wouldn't say, hey, he's the most playful person I've ever known. I even joke and call him Mbovu. Mbovu.
You know who apparently was very playful? Mandela.
Oh, yeah, I've heard that.
Yeah, he used to crack a lot of jokes. But because he was Mandela, then people wouldn't laugh. They think he was being serious. He was like, no, man, it's a joke.
That sucks. That must suck.
I mean,
I just want to also say, yo, Mina, the person who does it well for me, Obabu Mshodozi. Hi, Zuma. Hi, Zuma, you position. When it comes to that, that guy actually can just crack a joke, G, you know? But anyway, it's nice, man, to have Abantu Bengabi serious too much. Okay. Thank you, guys. Nice show. Bye.
One thing about being playful, I think I'm a playful one at about a 7. And I think it works in my favor. Why? My face is very serious. Like, if you see me for the first time, you're like, yo, this girl. But then once you crack a joke or two before you start like a presentation or just say something nice or cute, you know, people loosen up. So I think the example you made, like Josi Enzo, I think that's why maybe his portfolio is prospering, because I'm sure in a boardroom where he's in, you know, it's like, good morning, everyone, whatever. And he'll crack a joke or two. I think everyone loosens up. So in terms of the work ethic, I think everyone now works at a pace where they're more relaxed. So having such a personality can work in your favor at times.
Yeah. But also substance is also good, especially when you're addressing people, because a bad joke is no laughing matter. Ha, 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 ha.
Adults, I am for it. And I am for it. I think I'm a culprit as well. But it's very crucial to read the room and also to know when to allow the child within you to play and to be serious. I mean, when your job is done, you can play in the office, you can do whatever that you want to do as your character and your personality. And also, it's very much therapeutic as well to play around, fool around as well. It helps in your mental state, regardless of what is happening in the society. But yes, know when to pull that card and when not. Yeah, that's how we distinguish that indeed you are adult or you're just a childish person, true and true.
You sound like a very serious person.
Yeah.
What a trigger. This topic is a trigger. I am turning 35 tomorrow. So today's the last day of youth for me. The last day of being young. But to answer your question, I don't plan to stop being playful, because I am one of those playful adults. I'm very, very playful. When you meet me, my character, my personality, I I look like I don't take things seriously, but when it comes to like professional side of things, I ace it. So yeah, I'm one of those playful adults, and I don't mind other playful adults. It makes life easier. Anyway, last year of being 34.
I am so playful. I think I am. I don't like practical jokes, but I'm playful. And my friends know, like, let me take you for a ride with a story. I will make up a story. I will take you to Timbuktu and back. And then at the end, just be like, I just made that up. I just was hoping it was a good story. But I think there's also a big difference between being playful and immature. Those, you know, playfulness, you know, comes with like a lightness of spirit and of energy, and you bring air into the room. Whereas immaturity, like, is an energy suck. Yeah, differences.
Okay.
Hey, this is the world. Tina banya ngathi sithaka thiwe. The way see, like, singakho serious ngakhona la ifin. Like, I would go to esontweni and find the Bible verse funny. Like, when Jesus makathi vumelana abantwana beze kimi. According to mina, akakhuluma ngamantombazana bese bamqoba.
Ruth on the WhatsApp line saying, morning, sees, I'm 54 and I'm a 10 out of 10 when it comes to playfulness.
Mina, I can say I am playful 100%, 100%. Even if I'm alone, I greet people that I don't know, I love. I am playful with myself, I am playful with other people. I'm not serious, sometimes you know, I'm good, okay, let me keep myself serious. But when I'm serious, people think there's something wrong with me. So I am very playful. I am playful, Jim.
Good morning, KFM. Hi, Mina. I mean, I'm very playful, guys. I've got this friend of mine, right? We will literally video call each other during working hours. We work from home, both of us. And Tuluuti, she's in a meeting or I'm in a meeting. But we'll video call each other and literally start dancing, you know, doing silly things. Like, we laugh even to the most stupid of things. Like, we idiots together. I don't think I want that part of my life to be erased, because that's my sanity. That's what brings me back to my inner child. And I'm so connected to that inner child. And I'm happy. I'm engaging that we were too serious. Yes, there are moments where when you're serious, you're serious. I'm quite very strict as well. But yeah, no, very playful. Very, very playful.
Okay.
Guys, there's a huge difference between being childish and being childlike, you know, and being playful. You know, childish is not knowing when to be playful, you know. And then childlike and playful, there's nothing wrong with that, you know. Just knowing the right time and place.
But, Mpo, you can't compare Usizwe no Sol. Sol has been go Big Brother. So you must remember, to go Big Brother, everybody's everybody. They're living in their own world. Sol got it from there, definitely.
I will. So I was like this before.
Yeah, that's what made me go on Big Brother. You don't get it in the house.
I'm Sizwana. Out of 10 scale, I would say 3, because most of the time I'm hustling. I'm a hustler, so I have to conduct myself professional. Yeah, okay, lately, yes, I. Now, my young shy personality, I can't cause a shame. I am cause a. We crack a joke, a parliament, a mom chassin. I tell you, I'm fun. Where's the slums as England?
Okay, it's a cracky joke. Engandolo, forget the parliament.
Remember when you read that municipality, the hill?
Yeah.
On a scale of 1 to 10, I think I'm an 8. I'm quite playful. But my psychologist is convinced that our playfulness, it is a family thing.
Yeah, like, coping mechanism, jokes maybe. A lot.
Is a defense. Because we can have serious conversations, but as soon as you think it's taking a lift, you sort of try to lighten the mood, and then that's when we sort of start to joke around. So yeah, playfulness stays in my mind.
Yeah. So usually, what they'll say is people that are playful or joke around a lot are people that grew up in hostile environments. And it doesn't necessarily have to be like physical hostility. It could just be that times were tough, and so you had to find the funny in the situation. Like the Wayans brothers. Like, I'm friends with Marlon, and he says at his house they had to make jokes because they were just poor. So the only entertainment is you got to entertain each other. Yeah.
Wow.
I'm 0% playful. The only time that you'll find me kind of smiling or laughing with people is when I've pulled out my dry humor or my sarcasm. It's just, it's not in me. Not a bad thing, though.
I, for one, am a very playful person, to an extent that people, like, mabangbona ukuqala, they're like, oh, this girl is very serious. And then the second time, when they get to know me, they're like, ah, oh, okay, all right, can do yahlanya. You know, and I'm always cracking jokes, but the work is always done, which sometimes pisses off some of my colleagues because they don't understand how can I be so playful that yet everything of mine is up to date. I don't know why. My cabang, but you can't be playful and work at the same time.
That's all different. For no share now, won't. But then when the marks come back for the test, then you can sleep now.
Umamami. Akafuni ukuya nami with my father anyway. Because uthi mina and my dad, we are never serious. We are always playing. Whether people know us or they don't know us, we are forever playing and talking too much. I mean the SGB, where somebody chairperson. The principal even asked me ukuthi benginjani when I was in school. And I said, well, the principal, my principal then, made me to ring a bell. Because he was trying to, I don't know, calm me down or what. But yeah, it's just me. Oh, I was serious. A few minutes live.
Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.